Okay, Klalim, who I don't know where in the Olam's Kitzur Shulchan Aruch it's found. By my mind, it's the end. It's by the end of the. You have it, Rabbanach? You got. You
Yeah,
found it. Okay.
the very at the end, right? I found it right away.
Okay, fine. Klal, I don't know where the art scroll has it. Aleza dvarim shabo kama pam b'sefer zeh shaloi tztarach lefarshim b'chol makom. I mean, it sounds like it makes sense that this should go in the beginning. It's really all the measurements. Agudel. Agudel is a finger. So that was really nogeya to talis, tzitzis. Right? It's the thumb. B'makom is in the wide part of the thumb, right? When it gets by the knuckle there, it gets a little fatter. And you measure it with the thumb or a finger of a medium-sized person. It's, oh, you see, we continue from the daf. It's seven grains of barley. Munachem zeh etzel zeh mamash. It's put one next to each other, beroichvan with width. V'chein b'makom sheniska stam etzba, hakavani l'roichav etzba, agudel kazeh. Anytime it says etzba, that's what it's referring to. Fine, tefach hu arba agudlin. A tefach is four fingers. Amo, he shisha tvachim, and amo. I don't know, I have parentheses in mind. I don't know if the Olam has that. Amma is made out of six tefachim. Hila erech amma bemish, shehu shloisher amma vigor. Okay, whatever it is. The Vavam Misharan ha amma b'shisha tefachim techukim. Sometimes when we measure an amma, we're measuring six tefachim pushed into each other, meaning very close to each other. Vikras amma atzev. That's called an amma that's like from the word atzev, like depressed. Sometimes we measure with six tefachim that are spread out, v'nikris ama sheichakas, which is more like spread out. V'zevezel lahachmer, meaning, like we all love to hear, we go lechumra both ways. Meaning, when you need a large measurement, then you go with the smaller shear. I'm sorry, you go with the larger shear. When you need a small measurement, then you go with the smaller shear. Right? Depending also which is the measurement going to be lechumra or lekula, right? Are you trying to be mekel with it or not? Mil, hu shnei alafim amah. A mil is 2,000 amas. Parsa hi arba milin. A parsa is 4 mil. That's for which we get into the whole thing. If is it 72 minutes? We like to say that it's 72 minutes or 18 per mil, and a parsa is 72. That's for tfilas haderech. Ben Ashmashas, he yud minutin 13 minutes, 13 and a half minutes before it says, "Kidei dibur haynu shir sheyicholin loymer shalosh tevas elu." It's a shir that you're able to say these three words: "Shalom alecha, Rebbe." Itar kidei dibur pirusha shaloi shah kolkach. The meaning when they say "tar kidei dibur" means you didn't pause for too long. Like let's say you forgot to insert something in the davening, etc., like those types of things. Beitza, he shall turn a goylos in klipazim. When we say an egg, it's a chicken egg. Well, it's not a chicken, I know. In klipazim with its shell, like a doyle, but like a tana elevate. It doesn't mean a large egg, doesn't mean a small egg, it means a medium egg. Kezias hu kamay chatzi beitza. A kezias is a half an egg. Revius, what's a revius? He kamay beitza metza revius. Is the equivalent of an egg and a half. Hikach. How do you measure? How do you get a liquid measurement from a solid measurement, right? So now what it's going to describe is what we call displacement. Hikach. This is how you measure it. You mali kli b'mayim. You fill up a kli with water. V'yara samayim. Then you take that water and you pour it into another kli. Kli. And then you take from the kli that you poured out the water from, you put three eggs into it. Sorry, that was a bug. Then you put the water back. And the water that's left over, half of it is a revius. Or if you take a thing of water and you put an egg into it. Hazaya mayim sheyivasru, the extra water that spills out. Hachatzi mehem hu kezayis. Right. Basically, what he's you hear what he's saying? I mean, the second way is the easier way. Basically, you take a cup, fill it up with water, and drop an egg into it. Whatever spills out from the cup is coming from the egg, from the space that the egg is taking up. Right? Fine. Pras, hu arba beitzim beininus, that's four medium eggs. V'yesham shalosh beitzim gedolos gitzas. Some say it's three larger eggs. Yeshayim ki abeitzim asher bezmanenu, the eggs that are in our times, niskatnu b'harbe min abeitzim. This is where you get into, this is really for Pesach, right? The two kizeisim and the chazanish and the Mishneh Berurah, right? So it says that nowadays our eggs got very small. Asher bezmanah gemara, the way they were in this manah gemara. Ve'ena beitza ela rakamoy chatzi beitza. And a beitzah is only a half a beitzah that was mentioned in the Gemara and the Poskim. Right? Meaning basically they're saying that everything, all the measurements change. This is all based on the tzlach in Psachim. Right? Because we had said that a kizayis is in half an egg. Right? But now that we're saying that everything shrunk, so now we're going to have to say that a kizayis is really an egg. And anything that has an egg measurement is like two eggs. A revius he kemoi shalosh beitzim, and a revius would be three eggs. But machmer tovei lebracha. If you machmer, it's tovei lebracha. So we know the famous Mishneh Berurah who says abaya deraisa, you should be machmer. But it's a derabbanan, you could be mekel. Kemoloi lugmav who mashka shenoytel bepiv. It's liquid that he takes in his mouth, masalka litzad and then he pushes it to one side. Lugmav. Right, this comes up with anybody. Nobody should need it, but needs to drink shiurim on Yom Kippur. So how much can you drink? So it's an individual shiur. It's maloy lugmav. It's one cheekful. So you take before Yom Kippur, somebody would take a cheekful, fill it up with liquid, spit it out, and whatever that measurement is, they have to have a little bit less. That's maloy lugmav. And that goes according to each person the way they are. A large person has a larger share, a small person has a smaller share. By the regular person, it's roiv revius, which we say is approximately an ounce and change, like we said. The five grains are chito zaira, wheat, barley, kusmin is spelt. Shibayla Shuel is, what do you call that? Oats? And Shifa, what? And Shifa, we call, how do we call it? What's Shifa? Rye, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. That's all from one night.
Well, the next one, yeah.
Okay, let me start the recording.